Looters can be brazen. Ken Zoll knows that. Last year, he saw it firsthand when he led a hike to an archaeological site near Oak Creek.
Somebody came here with shovels. They started digging up right at the edge of the ruin and hoping to find pottery bits or burial goods.
Zoll is the director of the Verde Valley Archaeological Center. He doesn't know if the vandals took anything because much of what's there is buried. It's a Sinawa gravesite dating back more than 1,500 years.
A lot of times they would bury people on the eastern side to meet the sun as it rose every day. That's what most pot hunters are looking for, is things that were buried with the bodies.
The international black market for looted objects is big. In 2009, federal agents seized more than 40,000 stolen artifacts in southern Utah. Sacred Hopi and Navajo items have somehow made it to the auction block in Paris. And a single tweet or Facebook post can easily reveal an ark site. That's why Zoll and his colleague Scott Newth are installing a high-tech satellite security system at a site in the Verde Valley.
Technology has made preservation of these sites even tougher with the internet. You know, we see these things on YouTube and Facebook all the time. Well, here we are taking advantage of technology to help us protect these sites.
The system is based on a design originally created to catch snow leopard poachers in Siberia. It uses concealed metal detectors and motion sensors that send signals to a satellite network when triggered. Newth and Zoll are installing it as a pilot project co-funded by the National Park Service.
We have the rocks here, which are nice to cover the cables without digging.
Right.
We got line of sight to the satellite, and this would be a good place for the beam sensor.
They bury a metal detector along a narrow cliffside near an undisclosed site and make me promise not to reveal the location. The equipment can pick up the motion of a vehicle, a shovel, or even a rifle within 10 feet of where it's buried. The system connects to a satellite. If everything works, Zoll should be able to track movement at the site from his office computer and even his cell phone. He logs on at the Archaeological Center in Camp Verde.
It's blinking, bouncing. It's just saying, look at me, look at me, look at me.
A map pops up with an icon in the exact spot where he and Newth just installed the equipment. The launch is successful.
Wow, it's really telling us exactly where this thing is. There's the road we parked right there. And then we walked up there, yeah. And it's part of the test. It's part of a pilot. You know, see what works and what doesn't work.
Depending on the outcome of the program, the technology could be used to monitor sites in other places, including national parks. It may just give archaeologists and authorities enough of an edge to thwart would-be looters. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ryan Heintjes.